Reds lead it 1-0 in the bottom of the ninth with two outs and Lillis at first. Ken Johnson has pitched a no-hitter through nine innings, but the 45s trail on two ninth-inning errors. We mentioned before, never in the history of baseball has a pitcher lost a nine-inning no-hitter.
Well, no matter how this game comes out tonight, it's going to be long remembered. This one will go into the record books. Here's the stretch now. Lillis takes a lead off first base. Here's that 3-2 pitch to Weakley. Call strike three. The ball game is over, and Cincinnati wins it by a score of 1-0 as Johnson pitched a no-hitter and lost the ball game by a run.
Here's the stretch again by Woody. The pitch on the way to Clemente. There's a line shot to Staub. Double play. Oh, man. That happened so fast that Lynch still doesn't believe it. That ball was hit right to Staub on top of the bag, and I say right to him, but he had to have some kind of reflexes to grab that one. That was a shot, and Wunderlich has saved another one. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch by Bruce. There's a looper to left center field. They're going to have to hurry on that one. Morgan Dolman, he got it. A beautiful play by Joe Morgan. Oh, boy, was that a beauty. There was a cinch base hit as Joe Morgan went out into shallow left center field and was parallel to the grass. Houston nothing, Los Angeles nothing. Last of the 12th. With two outs, Rusty Staub at second, Bob Aspromonte at first, and a one ball, no strike count on Jim Wynn. Arms down again by Peranoski. Pitch on the way. Ground ball, base hit down the left field line. It's all over, and Houston wins 1-0. Jimmy Wynn has singled over third, and the 45s have taken the ball game 1-0 with Rusty Staub scoring from second base. Bob Bruce is the first one out to grab Wynn. He gives him a big hug. And Bruce has just pitched a 12-inning shutout against the Los Angeles Dodgers. His second shutout in a row. And the 22nd consecutive inning of shutout pitching for Bruce. And the 45s, as they started the National League and finished here at Kohl Stadium with a win. They defeated the Cubs 11-2 in the first game they played here, and they've defeated the Dodgers here this afternoon.
Claude Raymond and Frank Carpen in the bullpen for Houston out in right field. Here's the 2-0 pitch now to Willie, and there's a long drive to left field. Way back into the seats. It's a home run, and May's 511th home run of his career. And that ties the all-time National League record. In the pavilion seats over the 390 sign, up about 6, 7, 8, 9 rows. There's an historic home run for Willie Mays. Two outs, top of the ninth. Wilson with a no-hitter. Nobody on base. Aaron back in again now. Wilson looks at the scoreboard. Rocks back. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Ball high and outside. Well, the count is full to Aaron, 3-2. Mac Jones will bat next if Aaron should get on. And Aaron was walked his last time. One of the three bases on balls that Wilson has given up today. Ball three, strike two on Aaron. Two outs, ninth inning. Here's the pitch by Wilson. Fly ball foul. No play. Aaron got under that one and lifts it deep up into the mezzanine back at third. So this will give everyone a few seconds breather here now as Adlis walks out toward the mound and roughs up a new ball for Wilson. 22-year-old right-hander Don Wilson has pitched 8 2/3 innings of no-hit ball against the Braves. Top of the ninth, and he's full up on Aaron. And here comes that 3-2 pitch. He got it! It's all over! A swing and a miss, and Wilson has pitched a no-hitter. Well, there's no need to tell you that that young fella is being mobbed. Everybody out of that Houston dugout.
0-2 count on Etheridge. Double by Dietz. He's on third now. Runner on first, Bobby Bonds. 0-2 count. Fastball inside at the knees. One ball, two strikes. Single by Jim Hart. Moved Dietz to third.
And with one out, that's where we stand now in the ninth. Vladding trying to get out of the jam. Tying run is on first base for San Francisco. Here's the 1-2 stretch. Look over to first. Pitch is a great... Oh, double play ball! This is going to be their seventh. It's O'Connor! They've just tied a major league record. Seven double plays! This Astrodome's lid is tilted, I think, as the Astros have just picked up their seventh double play of the ballgame, tying a record set by the New York Yankees in 1942. Fred Gladding, a right-hander, watches Fuentes on second base. Here's the pitch to Bird, a ground ball to the right of Morgan. Hard play, nice stop, throw to first, got him! Beauty, beauty! Oh, and beauty! There's no way that play could be made. Joe Morgan went to his right, not only saved the run, which appeared to be his only chance, but he got Berta at first base. And they don't come much better than that. Line drive to third, two away. Uh-oh, here comes somebody out of the field. We have a young lady who is running out of the field, and she's after Wes Parker, and Parker's starting to run. Oh, my. This gal, I don't know whether it's the same one or not, but she's a go-go girl, and she has been in Atlanta. Now Parker is running in behind the mound. Now the gal's taking her shoes off. Talk about your Sadie Hawkins, eh? She's running Parker out to shallow center field. Gal has a mini skirt on, long black hair that comes down to about her waist. Now Parker's coming back in, and Raider's going to stop Parker and hold him for the gal. And there's the big kiss for Parker. Well, the young lady's going over to retrieve her shoes now that she left out by the mound. Well, Parker was running, but he wasn't running very fast. Now one of the ushers has come out on the field, and he has the very pleasant job of escorting her up into the seats. Technically, she will have to be ejected from the ballpark. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and Edwards slams a long drive to right. It's going to go. Home run, Edwards. And the Astros win it 3-2. John Edwards has just hit the facing of the mezzanine, and the Astros have won in 11. Here comes John around third, and everybody's out of the dugout to shake his hand. Oh, what an offensive start he's having. The second home run of the year for Edwards. And he broke it up in the bottom of the 11th inning. The Astros have won their seventh straight, and they beat a pretty tough one tonight in Fergie Jenkins. And as Larry Durker said before the ball game tonight, if we can beat this guy tonight, well, maybe we are for real. One away in the ninth inning, 6-0 Astros. Left-handed batter, Wilbur Stargell, and there's a drive in the deep left center field. Cedeno all the way to the wall, reaches up, and he got another one! He got another one! He left his feet on that one in the warning track. What a catch by Cedeno! Well, Durker's going to have to give him a bonus tonight. Richard's seventh hit of the year. Daniel now will delay a little bit getting into the batter's box. He's got to give JR a little time to get his breath after that run. All right, here's Cedeno. He's 2-for-4. Struck out his first time, popped out, then singled in the fifth and seventh inning. One out, runner first. Right-handed hitting Cedeno off of Terry Forster. First pitch. Uh-oh! Extra base hit down the right side. Richard touches second base with his hand. He's going to score! It's all over! The Astros win!
Cedeno has tripled to the 340 sign down the right field line. J.R. Richard has scored the winning run. He touched second base, Vance. He touched second base with his hand. When he hit second base, he reached down with his big right-handed paw, touched second base, kept right on coming. By that time, Joshua was just digging the ball off the bottom of the wall. He had no problems at all scoring. The Astros have won it by the score of 4-3.
Opening day, 1980.
Wow! Let's go! Batter up! We're taking the afternoon off! It's a beautiful day for a ball game, for a ball game today. The fans are out to get a ticket or two. From Walla Walla, Washington to Kalamazoo, it's a beautiful day. And boo and raise a hullabaloo at the ball game today.
Another opening day, baseball 1980. The National League begins its 105th season, the American League its 80th, and the Houston Astros start their 19th. 1-2 pitch, Cruz taps a foul. Little piece of that one, reached out at a pitch outside a little bit, taps it foul back into the screen. Only one other game on the schedule tonight in the National League. San Francisco will be at San Diego. Bob Nepper scheduled to go against Randy Jones in the home opener for the Padres. 1-2. Cruz hits one. That's gone. Home run, Cruz. This club didn't have power. 2-0. Solo home runs by Poole to lead off the first, and a solo home run by Cruz to lead off the second. Bryant pitched his first no-hitter of his major league career on May 15, 1973, against Kansas City at 12 strikeouts in that one. The same year, July 15, 17 strikeouts, no-hitter against Detroit. In the next year, 1974, he no-hitted the Minnesota Twins with 15 strikeouts. And then in 1975, no-hitter number 4 against the Baltimore Orioles. Trying to get another one today, and he has Baker standing in his way. 2 balls and no strikes to Baker, and a ground ball to third. He has got it, Art Howe. He got it. Nolan Ryan, no-hitter number 5. Dean Elston here now with a reminder to stay tuned. We'll have a recap of the game for you and, of course, a complete look at all the other games played today on the Astros Wrap-Up Show in just a moment. This is the Astros Baseball Network.